Hello, and welcome to the Strong Girl podcast, where we provide super simple tips and strategies for women of all ages and walks of life to take back control of their health, fitness, and happiness so that they lead more fulfilled lives. I'm your host, Sarah Conlon from Strong Girls Club, and welcome to my last podcast of 2022. Woo! It's been a ride. Now it's the 29th of December, and I wanted to jump on here because, yes, I do want to talk about goal setting for a stronger life. I think it is really important. And look, there is a magic that happens, like a feeling of hope that comes with a new year. Although we can set goals anytime that we want, and that's important as well, it is also just such an important time for reflection and then looking forward and goal setting into the future. So we all know how to set goals, but we very rarely achieve them or follow through. So if you've thought back to maybe the past 5 years, what have been your New Year's resolutions? I'm sure that people have asked you and you've said something that's come to mind. Now, I just want to ask you to reflect on your past New Year's resolutions because that's kind of what we're talking about now. And what were they? So, first of all, what were those goals that you set? And what did you achieve? So, were you able to achieve those goals? And if you weren't, why do you think you weren't able to achieve those? Because with goals, we can create our future in advance by setting appropriate and realistic goals. We can create a roadmap to success so that we can live the lives that we've always dreamed of. So, reasons that goals fail, let's just go through these because, yes, we all know how to goal set. It's very simple. However, not a lot of us follow through, which means that although we know how to do it, we're not very good at setting the right goals that are going to inspire us. Because if we don't have motivating, inspiring goals, then why are we going to keep working towards them when life gets hard or we get tired? So, the reasons that sometimes we don't follow through or we don't achieve these goals is that we set unrealistic expectations. Unrealistic expectations. Now, we're very good at overestimating what we can achieve in a short amount of time. That's overestimating what we can achieve in a short amount of time. That sets us up for unrealistic expectations. And then we get frustrated when we don't achieve those unrealistic expectations because we haven't given it enough time. However, in the long term, we underestimate what we can achieve over the long term if we keep consistent. So that's an important thing to note is that we set unrealistic expectations. We might not be setting the right goal, even though we think it's the right goal. We'll touch on this in a bit. There might be a lack of understanding as to why we want to achieve those things. And again, if there's a lack of understanding, then why are we going to get up at 4 a.m. in the morning if, like I'm not motivated, I'm not inspired by that goal, I don't care. Why am I going to go through and try and achieve that when I could just stay in bed rather than get up and inconvenience myself. Now, when we fail and when we continue to fail, it chips away at our own belief in our ability to follow through or achieve what we intend to achieve. So this is something that we don't think about a lot, but when we set ourselves a goal, which is often, especially being in the fitness industry, often I see clients or just people in that space setting unrealistic expectations or goals, and then they fail at those because they're unrealistic, and their expectations being unrealistic. And when they continue to fail, then they start to create this narrative or tell themselves this story that I can't achieve these things. It chips away at your self-esteem or your ability to believe in yourself to achieve what you put your mind to. And this is massive. This is massive because When I used to do this all the time before I did my fitness certificates, before I became a coach. I would try a different diet, I would try a new exercise routine, and then I would not set realistic expectations. I would not take consistent action and I would fail. And then I would get really frustrated because I failed. I didn't get the results that I thought I was going to get because they were unrealistic expectations. And then that made me believe that I couldn't achieve the things that I put my mind to. And that has a massive impact on your life. It wasn't until I was 27, 28 that I started to take consistent action, create goals that were inspiring, give myself a bit of an extra timeline, and start to achieve small things that I was able to build up that confidence within myself. And now I believe, and I've proven that I can achieve anything that I put my mind to. And I think it's really important that we all get to that stage because it's just such a negative space to be in if we're like, oh, I don't want to try to do that because I've failed 20 times before. Why would I try that? Like that mindset, that attitude is not productive. It's not going to get us to where we want to be. It's going to drag us down rather than helping us along the way. Yeah. So it really sets us up to fail as well. And then when you fail again, that reinforces that narrative that, oh, I just fail at those things that I put my mind to and I'm no good at this, I hate that. Like I want to change that. And this is why I'm talking about proper goal setting. It's different to any other goal setting thing you've listened to. I guarantee you that. So with goals, as I said, we can create our future in advance. If goals are set out properly, then it can create a map that we can follow in which to achieve those things. You think about a university student. They go to university for 4 years to achieve a degree of, so let's say we've got a commerce student. They go to university for 4 years, and the university is going to provide that roadmap and give them the units that they need to complete in order to achieve their commerce degree. They're not going to enter a commerce degree hoping to come out with a neuroscience brain surgeon degree because that's not the roadmap that they've signed up to. That's not their goal. So it's really important that we do set ourselves goals and that we reassess these goals. We look at what worked, what didn't work, and that we're flexible because our goals are going to be changing all the time. So even though you might start off with one goal, 6 months' time, that might have evolved into something different that you didn't even think was a possibility. And I think it's so amazing because that's what even just being in business, I set out with. My goal was to have a facility and have my own gym space. And now it's transformed into something completely different in an online space where I don't have a physical facility, but it's the right thing for me. And I'm so inspired and motivated. And I get up every day excited to do my work. I didn't think I'd be here 4 years ago. So it's amazing how these things, when you're open to opportunities and change, then although we set out with one goal, we still have to be flexible because that may change, and so that you're on a better path, but we have to keep trying. So we can take control of the reins and shape our own lives. It's really important as well because often we feel like our lives are out of control. But really, although things are going to happen to us, we can take back that control to a certain extent. So rather than waiting for the right time, sitting back or sitting on the fence and just waiting for X, Y, or Z to fall into place, you can take control of your life, your health, your happiness, and you can do it right now. And I want to show you how. So I do want to add a disclaimer into this. Disclaimer alert, disclaimer alert. Now, it's not always going to be sunshine and roses. You have to do the work, you have to be consistent, you have to do the boring, monotonous things over and over and over again. This is what successful people do. They are fantastic at the fundamentals. They do the most basic things really well, and they do it consistently. Now, This is incredibly important to whatever you want to achieve. If you're a career woman and you're wanting to become a famous person in your area of expertise, then you have to do the fundamentals better than anyone else. You can't get past doing the basic shit in your business. If you don't do those things, you won't succeed. It's the same with your money goals, with your health goals, anything. You have to do the boring shit, and that's what's going to set you apart from everyone else, because the majority of people don't want to do the boring stuff. I think that society also sends us this message that, oh, you don't have to be bored. Bored is such a, you don't have to do the stuff you don't want to do. Yeah, you do. You have to do hard things, otherwise you'll never achieve anything. So I just wanted to put that disclaimer in there. Now, Bruce Lee, if anyone is, maybe the younger ones might not be as familiar, but Bruce Lee is one of the most famous martial artists of all time. He's a movie dude. You might have seen some of his old school movies and stuff, but he has a famous quote, right? Now, this is the quote: "I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once. I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times." Let me just say that again. "I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once. I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times." Damn straight. It's repetition is queen. Repetition, doing the fundamentals right, is how an Olympian is going to become better than anyone else in their chosen field if they're the one that is doing the basics the best. They're doing the fundamentals every day. If they're being consistent and putting that intention into everything they do. To achieve greatness, you have to get great at the small, boring things. I can't stress this enough. And I'm sorry that society is, putting out all of this information that is like, you don't have to do what you don't want to do. Unfortunately, life is hard. We have to do the things we don't want to do. So rather than having resistance to those things, we just get on with it. So that's why you need a compelling reason for your goal. You need something that is inspiring. Now, if your goal is just to pay your most recent electricity bill, is that going to make you want to get out of bed and get to work early and do your best job so that you get a pay rise? Not really. Like, to pay a bill that isn't motivating or inspiring, or it might be if it's massive and like your house is going to get taken away from you, that might be quite motivating. But we need to have a compelling reason. So when you think about your goals, I want you to think about the reason, the why. So reasons come first, answers come second. Your why comes first, and then the answer or the solution will come second. So what is that deep desire, want, or need that you think about constantly? Is there something you're really unhappy with in your life that you would like to change? Start there, because tension, dissatisfaction, displeasure are all superpowers. If we tap into those feelings rather than trying to hide or run away from them, then we can create real change in our lives. Remember, reasons come first. So, for example, you might avoid being in photos because you don't like the way that you look. This means that you miss out on looking back at these photos and remembering your child's first graduation or that holiday you did so and so on, So that's your reason, and it isn't like that is just so much more motivating, is like, I know that I've heard this so many times off my mum's, is that I'm the one that takes the photos because I don't like being in the photos. I don't like looking at myself in photos. I feel so ashamed. I cover up my body with loose clothing and I don't like being in the photos. But that means that there aren't any photos of me with the kids. There aren't any photos of me enjoying myself doing this or doing that. And in a world where Instagram and photos, and it's nice to look back on those things and to be proud of ourselves. Like, that is a very motivating reason, I think. Like, I feel I've had moments that has been my main driver for fitness. Now, that compared to, oh, I would like to lose 5 or 10 kilos. Like that statement tells me that you don't know your reason, you don't know your why, and you're just saying that you would like to do something and it will be true. We have to have a compelling reason, something motivating, something inspiring, something that's a bit painful because pain drives human behavior. So, although it's painful, it's kind of a superpower if we just go with it and get ourselves out of that hole, right? Because we often won't change things if things are okay or if we're, if we're, oh, we're good, or, but we change things when we're, I've hit rock bottom. I'm so fed up with this. I've just gone through a breakup. I've just, I just keep putting on weight and I'm so frustrated. Like, yeah, it's, we change things when we're in enough pain. So reasons come first, answers or solutions come second. So we must start to understand what the reason is behind our goal. So when you think about your goal, I want you to remember, at the end of your life, you will not be measured by the possessions that you have, but by who you have become and the experiences you have been able to create and share with yourselves and with others. I often like to visualize myself as a 90-year-old woman, saggy everything, looking back on my life and what I'm going to be proud about. And I think that to me is motivating because I've lost people to cancer. Like life is too short and I don't want to live re with regrets. So for me, I find that very motivating. Like, what do you want to be proud of when you're looking back at your life? Like, what experiences? Who have you become? Like, what have you overcome? What challenges have you gone through? So, goals. Now, we've talked about defining the compelling reason for you wanting to achieve something. Now, if it's not compelling, you won't put in that effort. You won't do the tedious work that needs to be done. So you must find a goal that is exciting and scary to you, like we've just discussed. Now, I'm going to give you an example. So I come from a long line of money spenders. My mum loves spending money, and so do I. However, this is at the detriment of my poor savings account. So, a goal I have set in place that is very, very motivating to me is that I want to purchase my first house. So, that means that I need to work backwards from that goal. So, that means I need to save a certain amount of money every week. Now, I also need support doing this because a habit I am in is just to, if I see something, to spend it without thinking. So, now the support that I need looks like I've got an automatic transfer on my bank so that when I get paid, it automatically goes into a bank account that I cannot easily touch. So that's one way I'm supporting myself in achieving those goals. Now I've also got my partner who is going to help keep me accountable as well. I've spoken to a mortgage broker so that I know how much I need to be saving and by when. So I've got specific time goals as well. I've also modified my lifestyle so that, because I've identified where I spend a lot of money and I've just cut back a little bit on those areas. I've also started to sell any things that I don't have around the house just to have a little bit more to put in that. So I'm looking at different a revenue savings. And I've also got a plan in place. So when we look at our goals, we want to work back from the goal. What are the actions you need, what you need to take weekly, daily, weekly, monthly? What's the time frame? What accountability and support do you need? How can you protect yourself from yourself? From me, I cannot easily touch that bank account. So I'm protecting myself from myself. And sometimes we need that. We need a motivating goal or reason behind that. And we also need our weekly actions that are in line with this goal. And then we need to action this action. So we need to actually do the work. So that, in a nutshell, is goal setting 101 for a stronger life. I hope you've got something from my ramble, and I'm really looking forward to what 2023 brings for all of us. You have a fabulous new year. Stay safe, and I'll speak to you later. Bye.